Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Well, I'm really proud of how we bounced back. One of the things we talked about was, you know, you find out who you are when you're in adverse situations. And this was the first time that we've faced any adversity this season coming off of a loss. And I was really proud how we responded first and foremost in practice on Saturday and Sunday. I thought we had two of our better days of practice. And I thought that carried over with how hard we played, how good we were defensively, how connected we were offensively. And obviously it led to made shots. There was great energy, you know, to hold that team that was averaging 76 points a game to 50. It should have been less. We have to do a better job of understanding team fouls and not fouling, 40 feet away from the basket, 94 feet away from the basket. But I just thought we did an outstanding job on the defensive end. You know, they had an exhibition against Louisville, who I think Louisville's one of the best teams in the country. They scored 76 against them. And so I think prior to this game, their lowest output was 63. And so I'm really proud of what we did defensively. Obviously, we made a lot of shots. This guy, Barry, it's great to see him make shots. More importantly, I just thought he played really well. He played with a force that we need to see all the time. Obviously, he can shoot the basketball. We knew it coming in. He has not shot the ball well this year for us, but I thought he shot it well because he played with such great force. I thought he defended well. He was in passing lanes. He talked. I thought he lost himself into the game. I thought we lost ourselves into the game, and it led to a really, really, really outstanding performance. I'm really proud of our team. Hopefully, it's something we can build on.
At West Virginia, Barry, just 2 minutes play. I mean, early on in this game, what were some of the differences you noticed from his play?
I just saw the aggression, the force that he played with, whether that's being angry or what. But he was that way in practice on Saturday and Sunday. And so I knew that, you know, there would be opportunities for him to get in early. We need him. That's the bottom line. We need him. We brought him here to be a really good player for us. He had not played well up to this point, as well as we know that he's capable of. And whether that pissed him off, whether that got him angry, the 2 minutes, which it very well could have, it should have. He should have been pissed at me that he didn't play more. And we had a talk on Saturday after practice, and I told him I love the way that he practiced today. And if you continue to do that, like you'll earn minutes. Like, we brought him here to be a really good player because we think he's a really good player. And hopefully this is a big step for him tonight, not just the shot making, just the force that he played with.
How much more dangerous of a team do you guys feel like if he's able to put forth those efforts on more than one night?
Well, again, we thought when we got him, we anticipated him doing things like this. You know, when you have 46 points in a college game on a Division I level, I don't care who you're playing against, like that's a lot of points, and it shows that you can score. His last 10 games at South Alabama, when you look at what he averaged and the efficiency that he did it with, he showed that he was a really good player. You know, I think coming here, maybe there's some doubt that creeps in. You're back at this level and you don't get off to the start that you think. He hadn't made a shot. Maybe some doubt started to creep in. But he certainly makes us a better basketball team when he does all these things. He had 7 rebounds tonight. He had a steal. He had a blocked shot, like all of those things. But I thought the force that he played with, he made a drive in the first half where he drove to his left and he got to the basket and he made a tough shot. I can't remember if they didn't call a foul, but he played through contact. And that's different from what we've seen, especially in games. But he was like that Saturday and Sunday in practice. I thought that led to the shot making. Just the force that he played with.
Jeff, there was also that moment where he missed his first three and Papa got the rebound and hit him back. I mean, he didn't hesitate at all.
No.
Is that kind of what you're...
Yeah, we don't want our guys hesitating. As long as they're taking good shots, I'll tell them if it's a bad shot. But, you know, we want to give our players, especially the guys that we think can shoot the basketball, the freedom to take shots. And that means you got to have the freedom. You can't be afraid of a miss. You can't be afraid that a miss is going to – if you take a good shot – you know, I'm not going to take you out if you miss. If you don't take the shot, I may take you out. You know, so I thought it was huge for him. I wasn't surprised. I thought it was great that Papa recognized it. One of the things we try to work on is offensive rebound, kick out for threes. If we don't have anything right there at the basket, we got a couple of those tonight.
It was, 11-11 at the under 12 timeout. What do you think kind of got you guys going?
Obviously, Barry making shots. I thought our defense continuing to get stops. I thought that was big. Being able to get stops, rebounds, getting out in transition, that was big for us. But certainly Barry's shot making and the way we shared the basketball.
And there was 38 points from your bench tonight. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's huge, especially when you have a guy come out and make 7 threes like Barry did. Noyes, you know, played well, even though he was in some foul trouble, early in the game. He didn't get as many minutes in the first half. I thought Matt came in and did a really good job of moving the basketball, made a great pass to Karen, his defense. So again, I have a lot of confidence in our bench, and those guys perform well tonight.
Yeah.
It's huge. We knew coming into the game that they were super aggressive in their ball screen coverage. In every game that we've seen, they've been really, really aggressive. And so we knew that we would have the short rolls. And it's almost like what they do. They want to try to make your bigs become the playmakers. They want to get it out the guards' hands and make the bigs become the playmakers. Cam is really good at that. That's actually a strength of his, is right in the middle. He's very comfortable there. It was great to see Papa. I don't know if this is right. They have him down for 5 assists and no turnovers. That's really good if that's true. But Papa rebounded the basketball well. I think one of the big things that no one has talked about or asked, their 2 best players and their 2 big guys, they combined, their starters combined for 4 for 16. All 3 big guys were 4 for 21. That's outstanding because we got our butts kicked last Thursday on the inside. And so again, our guys had to hear about that from me and from our staff. We took practice. They took the stuff that they saw personally, and we came out today, and those guys did an outstanding job against 2 guys that I think are pretty good players.
Karen got some minutes tonight. What do you see from
him? Yeah, Karen's a good player. He's going to be a good player. I thought he played with great energy. You know, we need him ready for us, you know, and guys are in foul trouble or if guys are down. But I thought he did some really nice things for us.
How would you assess Makari Moore's start this season, and just what are some things he needs to do to carve out more?
Yeah, you know what? He's been good. I think the biggest thing for him is to believe and know that he's good. Every game that he's come in, I thought he's done some really good things. He didn't, as many in the Eastern Michigan, he didn't. I thought he played timid in that game and spoke to him, had a talk with him about it. Obviously, he didn't get in against West Virginia. That's on me. But he's a good player. He's tough. He's competitive. He can really defend. He passes it. I think the more minutes we get him, the more confident then he'll be in himself. His teammates have confidence in him. His coaches have confidence in him. He has to have that all the time. That's one of the tricky parts for a freshman because it's new, and especially if you're not playing consistent minutes. But we believe in him, and I thought he did a really nice job out there tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I think it's just important to have this performance coming off of a loss. You know, as a coach, you don't know how you're going to respond when you come off of a loss, especially when you come off of a loss like that. It's a rivalry. We did not play well. We didn't play anywhere like we're close, like we're capable of playing. Give them credit. Not one of these coaches that says it's up, like, give them all the credit in the world for that. But again, I love how we responded. The teams that I've coached, it's always been interesting to see how we respond after getting our butts kicked. To me, that's when you find out who you really, really are. When everything is going well, everyone's patting you on the back. You know, it's easy to be together, but when you get your butts beat, then you start to really figure out who's with you, like who's really with us. But, you know, you figure out who you are, and we're getting close. I mean, I hate that it happened, but one of the things I told them when we got back together on Saturday was maybe this is the best thing. Because I didn't think we were playing well up to that point. I said that after the game. I didn't think we had played well since Providence. For whatever reason, West Virginia just exposed it. And I thought we responded in great fashion tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.